Labor Day approaches. The kids are back in school. Congress will return soon, too. Already, battles are shaping up over spending caps, sequestration, and what to do now versus in a lame duck session. Joining me with a preview of the Fall Classic, Roll Call Senior Editor David Hawkins. And I guess the anticipation is really in the air this week, isn't it, David?
Yes, I guess that's right. It's been a long time coming. This is the longest. We're now into the seventh and final week of the longest summer congressional recess in modern times, in some ways, or at least in the 30-some-odd years I've been here. And, right, people are starting to actually get curious about what can Congress get done in the relatively tiny amount of time they've got between the day after Labor Day and the end of the fiscal year, which is when Congress is supposed to go home again, more or less, until the election. House is going to be in for just 17 days. Senate's supposed to be in for about 23 days into early October. But either way, you know, it's how to handle the start of the new fiscal year, under what terms, under what spending levels, for how long is this continuing resolution going to be? All that is very much up in the air.
And the Freedom Caucus, or the more conservative members of the Republican Party in the House, want that CR to extend all the way till next year. Forget about now, forget about lame duck, because I guess it sounds like they want to take their chances on the election, basically.
Well, I think in a sense it's the opposite of taking. They feel like if they could, these conservative Republicans feel like they want to lock down more or less the current amount of spending. It actually would allow a little bit more spending. On one level, it sounds counterintuitive because this is the same folks that wanted to wage a holy war over a 3% change in the federal budget. Now they're willing to allow, under sequestration, a tiny amount more. Their theory is if they come back for lame duck session spending deals never work to the advantage of the fiscal conservatives, to the budget conservatives. They always end up spending more money. They're Christmas tree bills with all kinds of hodgepodge stuff in them. Policy matters, things that look like earmarks, which even though they're not supposed to have earmarks anymore. Anyway, all that by way of saying these fiscal conservatives think writing a bill at the end of the year is not a good idea, nor do they think it's a good idea to gamble that Hillary Clinton will win the presidency and the Democrats will win the Senate, and then would so they don't want to extend the CR into early next year and have a President Clinton and a majority leader Chuck Schumer with seats at the table. So the conservatives say, let's just kick the can way down the road all the way to next September and have energy to fight that battle all next year.
So that's the one extreme scenario. And the other one would be what then? A budget passing
the
next
other,
week?
The other extreme would be a CR that lasts only until the lame duck. Would be a CR that goes from October 1st to probably, some would say, as early as right before Thanksgiving. And then another one, which would then re-up the battle during the earliest days of the lame duck session. Congress is supposed to come back for the lame duck session, I believe, on November 12th, which is the day after Veterans Day, 1 week after the election, or just a few days after the election. That's probably the other extreme. A more likely thing would be a CR that lasts until the middle of December, which would really give the lame duck Congress some reasonable running room to try and put together a comprehensive bill. And then if they can't get that done by the middle of December, then they would extend the CR until the new president and the new Congress have taken office and had time to digest all these questions.
And what about this spending limit, which the White House report to Congress says they're a little bit above, and therefore it will kick in sequestration? What's going on there?
That's right. So the bills, remembering here that while none of the 12 individual bills has become law, all of the 12 individual bills are at some stage down the track. Some of them are pretty far, some of them not so much. But by the White House's reckoning, all of them taken together would amount to a little bit more than sequestration levels. And so that couldn't happen. Sequestration would kick in, and the money would be held almost the same as it is now. Actually, as I understand it, it would be a tiny bit more, but not that much more. And so what the White House is saying is, if you write a CR, you're going to have to decide how much to spend, whether to allow that. I think it's $800 million that the White House is talking about, whether to allow something else, what to fight about. So the conservatives really have to decide, do they want to buy for time, or do they want to stake a big claim, a big showdown claim on the amount of spending. And either way, they have to worry about losing their leverage once the election happens. And either way, they have to worry about doing something that would be perceived as potentially shutting down the government at the end of the month, which really even the most combative Republicans now realize is a terrible idea and is a chance to make a very bad political situation with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket even worse in the closing days of the campaign.
We're speaking with David Hawking, senior editor at Roll Call. And what about the Affordable Care Act? And the reason I ask that is the Washington Post had a big story that followed several stories by the Wall Street Journal and other outlets saying that regardless of whether you love it or hate it, it's not working as envisioned at this point, with insurance companies pulling out of some of the exchanges and the enrollments much lower than the Congressional Budget Office projected. Do you see that coming on to the debates in some way to either repeal it, go forward with it, fix it, whatever?
I think that is not a debate for this fall, neither in the 1 month that they have before the election nor in the 1 month that they have after the election. I think that what has happened here is, as the Affordable Care Act has clearly had some problems, at a minimum, there are problems that even President Obama and the authors of the bill would concede are problems that need to be fixed, but they have been unable to do what they think is fixing it, because the Republicans don't want to fix things. They want to repeal and replace. So I think the debate between whether to tinker with the existing law or revisit it in a more fundamental way will have to happen at some point next year.
And that's probably true of most big policy questions between now and next year. Right now, it's just budget, budget, budget. That's twisted and complicated enough.
That's right. I mean, there are some other issues for the lame duck. There's a tax bill that sort of needs to get done. There's discussion of what's supposed to be a routine tax bill where tax breaks and tax policy that are extended 1 year at a time need to be extended again. There is a discussion of a mental health package of changes to mental health law that is still hanging out there. There is legislation to address Zika. There's the Zika virus, money to address the Zika virus. There's funding to address the heroin epidemic and policy changes there. All these things are sort of now likely to happen in the lame duck.
Roll Call senior editor David Hawkings with that happy view. Thanks again for joining me as usual.
Thank you, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.